Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And Warn Radio is now on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. Be sure not to miss the following posts from our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Christian Wisdom, Fear of the Lord. Seduction is Supernatural Art Form, Absolute Deception. Prophetic Battle, Awakening to Truth. Antichrist America, The Pseudo Replacement. And you don't want to miss the latest WIBR Warn Radio shows on warn-usa.com. Keeping the Watch, Fighting God, The Kingdom War, Part 9. Counsel and Judgment, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 70, on Battle Lines. And be sure to check out all our episodes of this long-running series. And don't miss our latest Warn Radio episodes from the week of May 17th to May 19th. You can listen to them at warn-usa.com. Our Wednesday show, Fullness of Times, Gospel Advocacy, Politics, Christianity's Cost, at Warn Radio. Thursday, Abundant Pardon, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 174, on Battle Lines. Renewed in the Spirit, Revelation, Throne of Iniquity, Part 14, on Sound the Shofar. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith. The Rising details a takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk. Dark forces are plotting to bring the country into the globalist new order. And hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. You can get The Rising ebook, can be found on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Greetings. Welcome to another edition of Sound the Shofar. His workmanship arrives this week. You better believe it. With part 15 on Sound the Shofar, Revelation, Throne of Iniquity. Man born into sin and alienated from the life which is found in God has been brought nigh to the throne of grace and mercy. Welcome, America. Welcome, world. As we sit here, the nations are in turmoil. America's being overrun. I laugh because it's ridiculous what's going on. I mean, this is something else. Now, I probably won't explain it, because if you live in America and don't have a clue, it's probably better for you to not have a clue. Because anybody that's been watching this since Biden took over, since the Democrats have been plotting to destroy Donald Trump and keep him from ever holding office, as prosecutors like those in New York will do anything to destroy Trump, and Trump's about the only one that they take on, and the reason why is they are afraid to death of Donald J. Trump. And the fact is, he's got millions upon millions of supporters. And when we talk about the globalist order, they don't care about the supporters of Donald Trump. They don't care, they don't give a whit about what this country wants or needs. They don't care or give a whit about our Constitution, about our rights, about our whining. They want to control it all. And that control is a precursor to the beast which comes. Now you see, I believe I've said this before to y'all, but the truth of it is, I knew what was coming. And I could go in detail, but I knew it specifically, even with Biden, and even with what he was doing. And I got to the point at the beginning, and I knew it well in advance, not from man, but from the Lord, the Spirit of God. And I made up my mind that when Biden got in, it pretty much wouldn't make any difference whatever he did, I wouldn't like. Because I knew what he was doing, I knew what was going on, and I also knew a lot of the stuff about Obama. But none of that really matters, because Obama got away with it. Joe Biden's getting away with it. The Democrats are looking to destroy the Republicans and have a one-party system. And see, you would think that this is all happening because the Democrats are smart. No, the Democrats are really blinded. And there's a few other descriptors I could use, but I'm not going to. The sad fact of it is that this nation needs to repent from stem to stern, the whole thing. I've been saying that. We're in our 25th year, and that's what I've been saying. But you see, I knew about all this, and so did Tower back in 1973. I knew what was coming to America. At that time, it was early in my call. Real early. And so when I was told that, you know, I didn't know what that meant. America's going to be destroyed. Big deal. Well, I came to really understand what it meant many, many years later. And through a long path, here I am. But you see, it doesn't make it easy. Just because you may know something or the Lord may give it to you to reveal. Doesn't make it easy, because you got to go through it because you're here. See, it'd be different if I would tell you what's going to happen and everything is going to go to pot, then I'm not going to be here. But you see, I'm going to be here. And I've got friends, family, people I know. And they're going to have to go through it. And I don't want them to have to suffer. So you see that there is a key here. Because when you begin to do this, the devil also knows what you're doing. But you can control him through rebuking, fasting, praying. Because the true Christian can live in peace, in harmony with his God or her God. Because, you know, the bottom line of it is this. No matter whether we're going to be totally destroyed or not, or whether we end up repenting, which is what I want, something's going to happen that you're not going to like. And just recently, Franklin Graham, the son of famed evangelist and preacher Billy Graham, and he said America's being attacked by all the forces out of hell. And it is. And you can't dwell on that. You have to dwell on and focus on the Lord. You can't dwell on the wicked. You dwell on the Christ who wants to redeem the wicked. Now you see, this is the third time I have tried to start this show this morning. And I ran into technical difficulties, which I've never had before. And then I tried another time, and I had other issues, and I took care of those. I didn't complete it then either. And this one here, it's going to be going all right. Because everything's clicking like it should. Because there's one thing I need to tell you today. And that is why it didn't work the first two times. You see, this series, The Throne of Iniquity, tells you about the darkness and all the things and what you can do. We focus on prophecy and a lot of things. But you see, I'm talking to America. You see, in my neck of the woods, we have a saying. Now, I don't know if they say it anymore, because my neck of the woods started many years ago. And see, when we found someone, you know, a buddy or someone we were talking to, and we get in a good conversation, we would call it, that was a good discussion. It was from the gut, meaning honest. You shared honest stuff. You talked with each other. You reached an understanding. It was from the gut. And you're not thinking fat here. You're not thinking skinny. You're thinking that it's that part in your system, in your belly, in your innermost being, from the gut. In the old days, they knew what that was. something was trying to tell you something. Deep in your gut, deep in your spirit, you knew. Well, folks, I know. And I know Franklin Graham from following him. Understanding what he does. Billy Graham. David Wilkerson. Limbaugh. No, not Limbaugh. He was a good guy. I liked him. So Ephesians 2:10. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works. You see, verse 10 is where we're starting. But that was a statement. Now this, verse 10, is the scripture. For we are his workmanship. We're not our own workmanship. Now we can help out by studying, which you should do, praying. See, there's things as a steward you should be doing. If you're a steward of Christ, you're doing those things that are pleasing. We are created in our Lord. And we are created because we repented. We were born again by the Spirit of God, and we have been given the power to become the sons of God. We are made in His likeness, walking in the light, 1 John 1, as He is in the light. Now, we were already created as human beings, fallen beings. We are remade through the Spirit of God, being born again. And we will continually undergo refining until the day we are with our Lord. Because God and our Father had determined that those who were in Christ Jesus would walk in the likeness of Christ Jesus in His light. And so we're here in just one nation among many that are having trouble. America is filled with immigrants and others, bad guys, that have entered in along with the swamp of tide of humanity that's come to America to find hope. But you see, the problem we have is America is not going to provide hope. Now, they'll think it's hope. And the reason it isn't is because America, as we know it, has ceased to exist. The very thing I was told over 50 years ago, longer than that, but somewhere around there. Has come to pass. Can we get back the old America? I don't know. I'm not privy to that information, but I am privy to this. That if America would repent from one part of this nation to the other in every corner, truly, then God would heal this nation. But until that time, things are going to be tough. And they're going to get real tough. Now, I've always known that they were going to be real tough. And as I sit here, and we're right on that line. It doesn't get easy by knowing ahead, let me tell you that. All you do is can tell people that it's going to get bad or what they need to do if God wants you to tell them that. But see, no matter whether it's going to end or whether it keeps going, there's one thing that's eternal right now at this moment. Ephesians 2:10 through 13. That's just one thing of many. We are His workmanship, not our own. Now, we take care of the body. We're caretakers of this body. You know, we work it out. We watch what we eat. We do what we can. Now, you can defile this body, which a lot of Americans are doing, and others, not just Americans. You see, we're not being destroyed because we're America. We're being destroyed because we are sinners extraordinaire. And because we have violated the covenant that our forefathers made when they first came to this land. And God is the governor of nations. Now see, we're still His workmanship though. If we're in Christ Jesus, and we have been ordained unto good works. That's the 2 Thessalonians. Wherefore, because you and I have been ordained that we should walk in good works, walk in the light as Christ is in the light. You see, it says this, wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, and that's what we are today, but we're not Gentiles in the flesh. We're Gentiles in the spirit. We are the sons of God by faith through Christ. Now you see, if you talk to those of the circumcision, which are the Jews, this is what the writer writes. This is Paul. Who are called, this is Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. You know, the Jews, now there are some of them that won't have anything to do with Gentiles or Gentile Christians. But yet Israel, one of the biggest friends Israel has today are Christians. Just ask John Hagee about that. Now you see, it was really like that at the beginning, especially at Pentecost. Because Paul went to the unclean Gentiles. He tried to stay and talk to the Jews, but he couldn't. He says, I'm leaving. Your blood be on your own head, he says. I go to the Gentiles. Well, that's where he was supposed to go anyway. And he went. And I don't blame him. You know, and I don't blame him in the fact that he wanted to try to reach the Jews. Because he found out the truth. That by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. And even the systems of sacrifices were all temporary. Now, what is permanent is Christ, Jesus, Yahshua. In Revelation 1, He is the Almighty. He's the one you're going to deal with. No matter what color you are, no matter what faith you are, no matter what you've done, no matter nothing. Everything that you have done in this body, whether you're black, white, purple, red, green, whether you're skinny or fat, you'll deal with Him. But you see, He died on the cross for you, so you wouldn't have to pay the penalty of your sin. So through paying the penalty, he made a way for you to be able to be the child of God, totally forgiven and walking in the power of the Spirit of God. Pretty powerful. So while we're wimping around here in America, and while I sit here sometimes and I see it happening, and things I've already told people about, it's coming to pass. Now, I know it may be hard for you to understand this. I can't help that, because I have deliberately not told people about the visions. First things first. But you see, today, right now, you have to look at yourself and say, am I found in Christ? Now, if you have any issues with that, you can always go to our websites. We got lots of information there. You can send us an email from our contact page. So those who were called the uncircumcision, which were the Jews. No, wait a minute. Excuse me. Who were called the uncircumcision, that is the Gentiles. And they were called that by the circumcision, which were the Jews. And the uncircumcision were the ones that were without Christ. They were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel because they were uncircumcised. They were Gentiles. And they were strangers from all the promises. Because even at the time of Christ, the Jews had access and knew about the Messiah coming. But when the Messiah showed up, even with all the miracles he did, the people that rejected him were those who were running the temple at that time. Having no hope without God in the world. Now that's the way I was, and everybody who's become a believer, we didn't have the hope. Now, we're facing trouble. We still have hope. Even if America gets destroyed, even if you die, you have hope. And we have God. We're not one of those who don't have God. And Ephesians 2, 10 through 13 talks about that. But you see, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were far off are now made nigh by the blood of Christ. So here you are. Here I am. And see, this is where the sticky wicket comes in. I mean, even Christians, even if they don't know what I knew and what I told people, and I was told, and it benefited those that heard me. But the thing of it is, even without that at all, just having the gospel, just having the word of God is all you need. Matter of fact, you don't need me at all. I'm just a voice in the wilderness, literally. And what I tell you is true. And I'm pointing up, signifying, look to heaven. Look to the Son of God. Look to the Father. And so in the situation where, we have, good pastors, we also have bad ones. We have good Americans, we have terrible ones. We have people totally corrupt and lost. We have those of the Satanic Temple and those of the Perpetual Mothers of whatever order that was, that, of course, is blasphemes Catholic and Christianity everywhere, that recently made the news. You know, and the shock value. When I was growing up, people like that would have been run out of town. You see, because I was in church all my life. I was a Methodist. My whole family were. We knew who Christ was. We weren't prophets. We weren't nothing, just believers. We had our lives. We lived our life. And none of them could have expected America to become like it's become. But see, I've known almost all my life. That things were coming to this country. Didn't help me at all. At times it made it worse. How can I live and have a family if the whole thing's going to be destroyed? And I've said this before too, you know, I mean, there was a time that I actually said, you know, hey, I don't want any more vision. I don't want anything. I don't want to know anything. Just let it come. I'll live my life, and if it happens, it happens. But then when everybody was talking about Biden, and everybody expected Trump to win, there it was. The clear voice in the night talking to me, telling me this election is not going to be what they expect. I wasn't sure what that meant. Because information comes just a little bit. It's a need-to-know basis. And a little while later, Trump is not going to win. And when you see Joe Biden as president, you will know that this is judgment. And there was more all along the way. I was never surprised. I always knew. I would tell others. But see, everybody else already thought they knew everything. So whatever I told them, well, you know, some listened, some didn't. Frankly, I wouldn't go to worry about it. I'm just supposed to tell. And I relate that through my shows. If you want to hear anything, get in the Word of God. If you want to listen to us and our programs, go ahead, feel free. But I do not depend on Franklin Graham, nothing wrong with him, or any other preacher, to hear from the Lord. Now, they're a voice just like I am. But I'm telling you now today, if you haven't heard me say this, that you need to hear from the Lord. And you need to be in touch with him. You see, when we get ill in our family, for years, raising up our family, we believed in miracles. We still do. And we pray for healing. We pray for healing for our animals. We doctor our own animals up. We pray for them. We have our own bunch of vitamins that we take for health. But yet we believe God to keep us safe from the plagues. Every step of the way, because it's coming. And I've told people this for probably over 15 years. You're not going to be able to depend on the hospitals. And lo and behold, during COVID, we saw it. We saw hospitals going for profit rather than listening about how bad COVID was. Now, you see, I'm a researcher, so I researched it. And I found Dr. Malone. I found a lot of the others, and they were telling you something entirely different. And now Joe Biden gave the whole say-so to the World Health Organization. Well, that ain't going to make any difference. I don't care what they say. I'm not going to take any of their vaccines. If I live, I'll live or die in the Lord. They've got an entire book out about the people and the side effects of this vaccine. But you see, that's just one thing of many. But see, you and I are the workmanship of God. We're created in Christ Jesus. We're supposed to be doing good works. We have been ordained to walk in the light of Christ. Christ walks in miracles, signs, and wonders. He walked in compassion. He had compassion on those who were laden with sin. He had compassion on those who were never healed and couldn't find healing, and they were invalid practically. So what part of that can't you do? Well, it's obvious in America. Many churches don't even believe in miracles anymore. And there was another church I went to for a while. Huge church. Big one. And everything was beautiful and wonderful. And then I started talking to the preachers there. The professionals, I should say, because they all had big degrees. And they were all Christians. But the church never talked about the end of times, never talked about what was coming. And there was a lot of other things missing. So eventually I never went back. I couldn't. And you're coming to a time when Christians are going to be sorted out in America. This has been going on overseas for many, many years. Many years. We are also an advocate for the persecuted church. And we direct people on our broadcasts who to contact so you can help support them. We give you stories. We talk about this. And this year, it's been a pretty rough year overseas for the believers. So you're sitting here in America on your butt. And if you've got a good job and a house and everything, and I thank God for our blessings. But we need to be concerned about the brethren overseas being persecuted. Now, the people you see coming across here, I'd be willing to say very few of them are persecuted Christians. Obama kept the Christians out. We know that for a fact. He let in a lot of Muslims. We know that for a fact. We already have Joe Biden talking and bad-mouthing Christianity and Christians. And you can see the Antichrist hate towards Christians in America every day here now. You'd never have heard that when I was growing up. Colossians 1, 4 and 5. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. We heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which you have to all the saints. So number one, faith in Jesus Christ, and love for all other brothers and sisters in Christ, unequivocally. Another one, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. The gospel is hope, not just in this life, but in the next one to come. Now, if we move to verses 11 through 17, we hear another portion. It says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. So you're strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, that is, the power of Christ Jesus. He's talking about the believers. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and you have patience and long-suffering, and you have joyfulness. Now, it's hard to have joy with everything going south. But we are to be strengthened with all might. And this is through the Spirit of God, through prayer, and through the Lord. And we're to have patience and long-suffering. We're to be joyful. That's supernatural joy. Giving thanks, and that's very important unto the Father, which has made us meet, or okay, we meet the requirements to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. See, there's already saints who are in the light. They've already gained the inheritance. Now, this whole thing hasn't been turned around to where we've got the new world and all the evil things are passed away yet, but they're up there. You're not alone. Giving thanks unto the Father. Why? Because we're partakers of that inheritance of the saints in light. And part of that inheritance is, as he says in the next verses, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. We have been delivered from the power of darkness, even in the times that we're living in. The power of darkness has no power over us. Now, it can come after us. There is a time of darkness, as in when Christ went to the cross. There's going to be a power of darkness during the tribulation. And there is momentary powers of darkness during tribulation against the saints. Now, it can afflict us, attack us, or do various things. But we can rebuke it. We put on the whole armor of God. See, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. But Paul here reminds us that he, who is the Son of God, is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of every creature. Christ Jesus, for by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. even during tribulation, trial, the fall of America or the healing of America, even during the darkness when the evil one is ruling the earth. There is a power that is superior to anything that exists. And we are connected to him. And that is so important. See, because we're talking about his workmanship today. This is part 15 of the sound of the shofar. We are living in an excruciating time. Many people are blinded in this country called America. Many kids are. And we have grown men walking around in dresses made up like women, and some of them are made up like something, but it's not like, you know. My wife and I were out walking, doing something. Maybe it was in the yard. And I would see people go by and say, see, you can tell that one's a woman. That's a woman. See, but you got people in America. We even have a justice in the Supreme Court. They said, what is a woman? Well, I don't know. I can't define a woman. Why? Because she's woke. She is going to be decided in the top cases in the United States. She's on the Supreme Court, and she can't define a woman. Now, I know true women. And I can tell you, the way you make them sound, it's nothing like what they are. And we've got some solid women that are up there fighting for truth in Washington, D.C. We've got men who are men up there that will stand. But you got a bunch of evil plotters up there, and their only goal is to destroy anybody that stands in the way of their goal. Their goal is to create an American social order that is socialist. A socialist America. Now, for your information, it was years ago, and there was a pope that called for America to have more Catholic churches and to be socialist. So you and I today, Colossians 3:4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. That's what we want. That's where I want to be. And nothing is going to stand in the way. Nothing. Nothing's going to stand in the way of me and my family being with Christ. And he goes on. So if that's your goal, in verse 4, appearing with him in glory, then verse 5 is a command. Mortify, put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth. That's your body. In other words, don't do the deeds of the flesh. Now, he goes on. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. The children of disobedience is anybody that disobeys. What they're supposed to be doing. Paul is delineating what they're to do. You know, we've got the Catholic Church, and how many priests have molested kids there? And that's probably where these guys came from. That's why they put that together the way they did, because they were probably molested. We don't know. For which thing's sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience. When you're doing these things, we call them deeds of the flesh. You can get into Galatians and read about them. The deeds of the flesh. If you sow to the flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. There is no exceptions. As the Lord says, the flesh profits nothing. He says, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. It is the spirit that matters. And God wants to clean up your spirit. He wants to save your spirit. And this body, it's appointed unto all men. That's everybody. All men to die. And after this, the judgment. So the only free time you have is here on earth while you're living. God gives you time. Then when you die, if you haven't taken care of things with God, then you're going to die in your sins because you were a sinner before. See, God didn't put any sins on you. Man put sins on himself when he fell. And God gives you time during this life that you live so that you can repent, get right with God, and when you die, your sins are forgiven. That's the way it works. No matter what anybody tries to tell you. But see, there are those who are disobedient. Both in the faith of Christ and in the world. He also lists a bunch of other things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication, lie not to one another. And he says, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, or you can instead of Greek put Gentile or Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. In other words, it doesn't matter. Because in the kingdom that he's creating, you're not going to have Greeks and Jews, Gentiles and Jews. We'll all be one in Christ. And he's talking about the new man within. You're a new creation. But see, Scripture plainly says also, the nations of them that are saved, they're going to be on the streets of glory. Delineating or telling us that there are people from every nation, every race, and you're found in Christ. And when you're found in Christ, see, your spirit isn't like your body is created. to this end, that your spirit is a spirit, and it's you. And in that spirit man, you're in Christ as a Christian. Now, if you're in your body, that spirit man being in that body could be some race. It could be American, could be the white race, could be the black race, it could be Asian, whatever. But when you get before God and you're redeemed, you're going to be a new creation. And you're going to be revealed through the Spirit, which is you. And you'll have a real body like Christ. But it'll be totally different than what you have now. To the effect of what you do, what you're like. Forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And verse 15, and the peace of God, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are called in one body, and be thankful. I can't overemphasize being thankful. Every day you need to be thankful. You put on charity or love, because it's that glue of perfection that makes the difference. And so, on this Friday, consider these things. Seek the Lord. Draw nigh to Him. And there are things coming. But you're already, if you're found in Christ now, you'll be fine no matter what comes. Do not put things off with the Lord. Take care of them. Don't forget to go by our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. I have a new book. Well, it's been out for a while. The Rising. Check out The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. Go to our websites. There's different various ads on it. They take you to our little bookstore. Read it and let me know what you think. Because when I wrote that book, the COVID and all this other stuff hadn't happened. And there's some things in that book that relate to what's been going on here. Father, we thank you for this word, for this time. Bless this word to the hearts and minds and souls and spirits of those who hear it. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. In Jesus' name. Take care of yourselves. Watch out for your children. Protect the innocent. And give yourself a break. Seek the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.